I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're returning to the autism community on this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, to an organization I've never heard of before, which kind of surprises me, as we've been on the air for almost 2 years, and we've done multiple stories within the autism community in the past.
Toledo is a big little city, and you take that big little city and then you take the subset of autism providers or families with autism or families with a loved one with autism, and it just becomes really, really much smaller.
That's Kate Schwartz. We'll get to know more of her in just a moment.
And so everybody kind of knows the players of the game, but what the great part about meeting at like the GLCA is that it breaks down the barriers.
And that's where we're going to start on this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries at the GLCA, which is where I'm meeting Kate and also Katina.
My name is Katina Harding. I am the executive director of the Great Lakes Collaborative for Autism, and we are actually housed within the Finnegan Family Autism Center that is owned by ProMedica.
So just like Katina said, those are two different things. There's the GLCA, and then there's the Finnegan Center. The center is essentially a school for children with autism from diagnosis to 6 years old. It's just Katina's office is in the middle of the school, so she gets to hear the sounds of students running down the hallways, screaming, crying, and cooing, which I can hear as I'm setting up my equipment.
So even though I have office space in here, you know, the GLCA, it's its own 501c3. And, you know, every other program that's in here, you know, ITalk have some space, Harbor has some space. All of them are very strong partners of the GLCA. And we've granted out money probably to all of those organizations, but they're not our programs.
Gotcha. Yeah. I thought this was a part of...
Yeah, I was a bit confused. Yeah, to be fair, there's about 4 to 5 different organizations that meet within the Finnegan Center. They're all different, and yet they're all connected, because they all strive to help families with autism. Families like Kate Schwartz's.
Let me start with my oldest. My oldest is Emily. Michael's like 3 kids, maybe 4 or 5 some days. He was diagnosed at 18 months.
Emily is 15 and Michael is 12, and they were both diagnosed with autism at a very young age, which was quite a shock for Kate and her husband.
We had already had one child diagnosed with autism, and holy Pete, now we have a second one. And I like to call it the river of denial. The river's pretty deep. And so for a little bit of time, we stayed in denial, and it was really hard to finally realize that we actually had 2 kids on the spectrum.
One way Kate survived the river of denial was by reaching out to the community of organizations that provide help for families with autism. People like Maureen, a practitioner at Rehab Dynamics, who Kate could call in the middle of the night when she needed help.
I remember texting her at 9 o'clock one night that my kid had a battery acid burn on his upper lip because he kept eating batteries. We didn't know where this kid was finding the batteries, but he was, you know, Houdini and could find batteries anywhere. And so she texted back right away. Like, go get sweet, go get salty, go get crunchy, go get sour. And I just remember at 9:30 at night just sobbing in the checkout lane because I was so afraid that something like catastrophic was going to happen to my child. And then I call her in the Kroger line and I'm sobbing, and she's like, no, just, you're okay. It's those mentors that have truly made a difference.
Those kinds of stories are what the GLCA really loves, because it's what they do. They kind of bind all these organizations, these groups together. They connect parents, community groups, universities, healthcare organizations, service agencies with each other. So Kate was able to find early intervention for her children through the programs offered here in Toledo. And although Kate is extremely thankful for all the help she has received, she mentioned at the end of the day, parenting is still difficult.
I always feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm constantly chasing my tail. I'm constantly like worrying about behaviors or worrying about tube feeds or worrying about development or worrying about growth charts and like and poop, because we don't talk about poop as much as we need to in the autism community. Poop is a problem. And I'm not afraid to talk about poop. I'm not afraid to talk about the hard days of autism or the hard days of having a child with special needs. But the beauty about this community is that you can get involved if you want to, even if it's an hour, even if it's 2. You don't have to take on 8,000 agencies. Just that couple of hours once a month makes a difference to what we do.
Over and over again, Kate mentioned that the success of her family, the success of her parenting is due to these facilities found in Toledo. She only wishes others could be just as aware of them as she was. It's a question she got extremely excited to answer. when I asked, what do you wish to change in the autism community in Toledo?
You can't see this, but I'm really doing the happy dance. Really, do you know what I want to improve? I want to get resources in the hands of parents. I want to get resources in the hands of the professionals that can use them. I want to get resources out there. They are here in Toledo. They are here. So why can't we expand that? Why can't we send that information far and wide? When I hear, I just took a phone call from a parent today whose kiddo is 23. She said, I wish somebody would have told me years ago that my kid might have autism. Those are the hard moments. You know, there's a tagline of you'll do better in Toledo. I think kids with disabilities will do better in Toledo, but it's getting the information out there and sharing that information and in a real, intentional, meaningful way.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.